Obviously, there's been a lot of focus on some of the things that weren't so good. We obviously know about what happened with Argentina at the end and how they sort of lost their heads a little bit after they'd been beaten by Spain. But let's talk about positives, shall we? P.R. Smith is an author and the creator of the Great Sportsmanship programme and joins us now. We're going to call him Paul. Evening, Paul.
Gentlemen, lovely to talk to you both.
Thank you very much. Great to have you with us this evening. So obviously the clue's in the name, the Great Sportsmanship Programme. We normally do an annual review of the top 10 moments of the year, sporting-wise. Mm-hmm. You've compiled a top 10 of the World Cup.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, if we take the definition of sportsmanship, just anybody's not too familiar with our top 10 that we do every year, this top 10 is dedicated to the World Cup. And, you know, sportsmanship is about friendship and respect and integrity and humility and even kindness, you know, the new superpower, kindness. As you well know, Phil, kindness, the new superpower, is written over the local coffee shop in Hamwell, which has a mural of, what's her name?
Chloe Kelly.
On the wall.
It's Hamwell's wonderful. Finest.
Hamwell's finest. So, and they say kindness is the new superpower across the door. It's fantastic. And so this first one in 10th place is about generosity and kindness. And it's a bit abstract. It's not about a player or anything like that, but it's just something that occurred to me. It's a video clip I saw, and it's a beautiful World Cup story of a young kid, a Canadian kid, and his family aren't well off, and he's trying to sell some cans of cola from a cooler. And this guy goes up to him and says, "Well, how much is it for a drink?" And he says, $3. He said, "Well, what if I bought the whole cooler can for you? How much would that be?" And he said, he called his mother over, and they worked it out, about $56. And he said, "Well, could I pay you $1,000 instead? And do you like soccer?" And he said, "Yeah, I love soccer. In fact," he said, "out of 10, I'd give it 9 out of 10. And he said, "Well, would you like to go and see a game? You know, tickets are difficult to get." And the guy said, "I'd love to go." And he said, "Well, get your father and I'm going to take you both to the game. And here's $1,000 for those cans of cola." And he took the kid to the game. And the kid is like on the street in the heat trying to sell stuff. His family are really struggling to make ends meet, pay the rent. And the next thing, they got $1,000 in the back pocket. They sold all the stock on the promise that they wouldn't work anymore that day. And instead, he took them to the World Cup. And you just watch the kid in heaven at this game. And for me, it was just kind of special. It's just generosity. It's not really sportsmanship, but it's kind of nice.
Which game did they go to? Because I feel like me being a cynic, I'm like, now how worth it was it? Was it Belgium nil, Iran nil?
No, thank goodness it wasn't. And this is a Canadian kid. It was Canada against South Africa.
Oh, wow. Their first ever knockout win. Wow.
Yes, Canada won 1-0. So fantastic. A great moment, really. And in ninth place is, again, this is not about players for a moment. It's about the future, the youth of tomorrow. And this is a little story. And again, it's on video, and we'll post all these clips on the website. So it's about an 8-year-old England fan who wasn't allowed to stay up and watch the game, England-Mexico game. Yeah, well, it was 2 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, so mum said no. But what she promised him was that she'd tell him exactly what happened the next morning. Big deal, says the kid. But anyways, they had the video on as the mother is telling him how the scoring went and what happened. And she's giving a kind of running commentary for, you know, about 5 minutes. And you just watch the kid's face from shock, happiness, to shock, to stress, anxiety, and then extreme happiness. And it just, for me, says so much about the beauty of the game and the joy and the angst and the emotion of it all. It was just expressed by this kid's face about his mother describing for him how the game went, the ebbs and the flows, and the joy, the shock, the sadness that we all suffer. So I kind of put that in as a ninth place. But to get down to the meat, in eighth place, the eighth best moment of sportsmanship moments in the World Cup 2026 was England when they beat France 6-4 in that crazy, crazy third place game. Yeah. Have you ever seen a game of football like that?
It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
They played a semi-final in the Nations League, I think, against Spain where they were 4-0 down and I think got it back to 4-3 and then 5-4 or something like that. They've been involved before France.
Yeah. So they got a bit of history of these kind of crazy games. But what the magical moment for me was after the match, several English players, Saka, Eze, Gui, Kalaba, joined the French players in prayer after the final whistle. And you sometimes see it from the Islanders, the Southern Hemisphere boys sometimes do it in rugby. But I've not seen this in football. Have you seen them pray together after a game?
No. No, yeah. I don't think so. Not at that sort of stage. So yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So that in itself was kind of amazing. And then another clip we have of